George Carlin has been performing stand-up comedy for more than 30 years. Unlike many of his fellow comedians, Carlin's humor avoids the topical and focuses on a few basic areas, including the English language. Carlin is a perceptive observer of how humans use or misuse words. That talent can be found in a new collection of Carlin's work called Brain Droppings. When he's not busy performing more than 100 concerts a year, Carlin's busy writing material, an activity he says he enjoys.
I love the, editing my own stuff, revising. I love moving text around, finding that this belongs here, that should go there, and hey, this is the opening, now I found the closing, those things. It's just, it's a wonderful feeling.
Do you come from a long line of English professors or something?
No, the first person in our family to attend college was my daughter. I quit school after ninth grade. But my grandfather, who was a policeman in New York and more or less self-educated, he wrote out many of the works of Shakespeare longhand during his adult life because of the joy it gave him. And he had a great respect and concern for language, which he passed along to my mother. And I think those things are largely genetic anyway. But then they were certainly reinforced a lot by him and for me by my mother.
Euphemisms, redundancies,
yeah,
oxymorons.
I love them, yeah. It's just wonderful because they're not important. It's not important that some of these things seem to violate certain rules. It's just fun to see how many there are and things that we just say all the time, past history, future plans. I'm not concentrating on my future plans. I'm still thinking about my past history.
That's very unique.
Oh, yes, very unique, extremely unique, exceedingly unique.
Peacekeeping force is one of your favorites.
Yeah, I always enjoyed seeing, especially when Lebanon was really fierce, that I noticed one time that a Christian militia had killed some people in a peacekeeping force. I just thought that was really terrific. And I think it's funny that we send people with guns called peacekeepers to keep other people with guns from getting to a third group of people with guns.
Out of language came the comparison of football to baseball.
Yeah, that was a real discovery. I find a lot of this stuff that we think of as creativity is really noticing things, discovering things, and then maybe doing something with them. But I started noticing these disparities, I guess, maybe that's the right word for it, between baseball and football a long time ago.
In football, you wear a helmet.
In baseball, you wear a cap.
Football is concerned with downs. What down is it?
Baseball is concerned with ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. He's up.
In football, the specialist comes in to kick.
In baseball, the specialist comes in to relieve someone.
In football, you receive a penalty.
In baseball, you make an error.
Whoops!
In addition to language, Carlin also likes to deal with the big questions, life, death, and religion, and he finds humor in the more mundane.
Guys who have creases in their jeans, this always bothers me when I see it. I don't understand it. I don't know why you would say to your either your dry cleaner or whoever does this for you at home, I made a nice crease in those jeans. And these guys with, you see them a lot in Hollywood, loafers, no socks. Mm. And then sometimes you see a guy who has creases in his jeans and loafers and no socks. And guys in their 50s who give you the peace sign and really mean it.
And wink.
Yeah, and wink. Well, guys who wink when they're kidding have always embarrassed me. But a guy who winks when he's kidding, winks at you, gives you the peace sign, and thumbs up is another. This is another gesture I think is really sort of arrogant and superficial. And I don't like the look of it. I don't like the feeling of when a person gives me this little thumbs-up thing that they do. So if they're doing all three, I'm just going to cross the street.
You're good in the area of consumer goods, our obsession with consumer goods, or stuff, as you call
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, there are two branches to that. One is just sort of the innocent fun that piece of material, a place for my stuff, has concerning the accumulation of goods, the garage, the attic, the basement, the storeroom, the spare room, the glove compartment, the trunk, the storage locker downtown. We just accumulate all these things, and then when we finally do get rid of a bunch of things, the first thing we do is go to a yard sale and buy some of someone else's stuff, or go to a flea market and trade for stuff. But it does have a more serious connection to what I think of as one of the great failures of this species. I think one of the terrible detours this species took was this private property. Everything is now is mergers and money flow and global marketplace, and on the smaller scale, everyone wants a salad shooter. Everyone wants sneakers with lights in them. People are being killed for clothing now. It's absurd. And then for a while we had clothing with holes in it that was fashionable. And clothing that doesn't fit is clothing. That's what's going on.
They can pre-hole those for you, I think.
Yeah, well, certainly they will. If you pre-bought them and prepaid. the pre-epidemic is scary, that this idea of pre-qualifying for a loan. You know, if you're qualified without qualifying, then you're qualified. And there's no pre involved.
Is it exhausting to do stand-up for as many years as you've
done?
Well,
I try to get a little sleep every now and then. There's very little about it that I can look at negatively, because the whole package is a good one for me. People often say to you, boy, don't you get tired of the traveling? Aren't you tired of the hotels and everything? And the answer is, I don't let something that can be seen as negative, I don't let that rob me of the joy I get. When I go out on the road, I'm going out to entertain on stage. If I'm going to be negative all the way up until I step on the stage and then try to enjoy that part, and then go back to being negative again when I get to the hotel, that's not going to work. That's not a way to live. So I try to make the whole thing what I do. What I do is I leave my house and I go somewhere. The only way I can entertain them is to go where they are. Try as I will, they will not come to my house for these shows. And we don't have the seating. So I have to go where they are, and I just view it all as okay.
Comedian George Carlin, his new book is called Brain Droppings. This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards.